Good morning, everyone. We traveled over the creek and through the grasslands, which at times felt like the rainforest, to get to school. It's really just a 10-minute walk from the farm to the school. The kids here are starting a new curriculum that is actually a Christ-centered homeschool curriculum from the States that some of you might be familiar with. Right now, we are visiting with one of the classrooms. We are with the lower grade kids, and we are under one of the large trees here that provides shade and basically provides shade for a classroom. I'm here with Dorothy. It is beautiful in the shade, and I know a lot of the kids learn under the tree.
Yeah, at times we use the tree as a outdoor place for learning, but they also have their indoor classroom. But it's always nice to get the kids out and just to play a little bit under the tree and then go back to class.
Talk more about the new curriculum.
So our new curriculum is a Christian-based curriculum that's actually written in the States. It's a homeschool curriculum, but we're bringing it into the classroom. We are not the first school in Kenya to do this. There are many schools in Kenya using the curriculum, and we think it's really going to be a good foundation for our students, teaching the Christian values and teaching them discipline, leadership, and to be independent learners and not always depending on the teachers, which is what the Kenyan curriculum does.
And the government approves this curriculum, even though it's Christ-centered?
Yes, actually the government approves it, loves it. They're trying to use it for their new curriculum. And so that is even an additional bonus for us that we don't have to appeal to the government to use it. It's already pre-approved. Mm.
The kids just took some porridge. We got some pictures of that. And now I think they're ready to start class. I know I'm going to be doing some interviews with the kids today. What else is going to happen and who are we going to meet?
So today we are really going to focus on our first grade students who are going to the new curriculum. And we really need people to partner with these students for $10 a month so they can be able to get their curriculum workbooks. We just had porridge. They're excited. They're energetic. Our porridge is really good.
It's kind of like our cream of wheat, but much better for you.
It's much better for you because it has four ingredients that gives them their protein, their carbs, their vitamin A, and their iron, which is very important for the little ones, 3 to 6 year olds. So they love it. They drink it every day, and now they're ready to talk to Lisa and sing some songs for Lisa.
Go to RafikiAfrica.org, click donate, and then click sponsor student, and you actually click on the picture of the classroom. So this would be, I guess, the class of 2026.
Yes, this would be the class of 2026, which are currently first grade, and in 2026, they'll be in eighth grade.
But really, for $10 a month, you can sponsor any of the lower grade kids for $10 a month. RafikiAfrica.org. Back to you.